Down inside of me keeps telling me to go on, go on, go on, go on. Me that keeps telling me to go on. Something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on, go on, go on, go on. The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on, go on. Down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on, go on. Something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on, go on. Me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. Something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on, go on. Inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on, go on. The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. Telling me to go on, go on, go on, go on.
One more time.
The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. The Holy Ghost down inside of me keeps telling me to go on. Go go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. There's something down inside of me that keeps telling me to go on. Go on, go on, go on.
If everyone could just reach out their hand towards Cindy right now, she's not feeling well again. God can heal her from whatever's going inside of her. Ocean, he's God all over the sea, he's God all over creation, and he's God all over me. I know God is God, and God will never change.
Keep, just go ahead. I've got to figure out the chords.
God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God all over the ocean, he's God all over the sea, he's God all over creation, and he's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God's Hebrew children, he's God of the lion's den. He's gone to the children of Jerusalem, and he's gone to Abraham. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He healed us.
Go ahead.
all your sickness. He'll go through all your pain. He healed the sick when on the earth. He'll do the same today.
My God is God, and God don't ever change.
I know God is God, and He always will be God.
He's been a God to all of us,
and He'll be God to you.
I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God.
He'll be God through all your sickness. He's God through all your pain.
He healed the sick when
on the earth, and today He'll do the same.
I know God.
God all over the ocean, He's God all over the sea,
He's God all over creation, and He's God all over me.
I know God is God, and God will never change. God is God, and He always will be God. God up on the platform, He's God back at the door, He's God in the amen corner, and He's God that I adore.
I know God is God. God don't ever change.
Well, I know God is God, and He always will be God.
He's God in Dallas, Texas. He's God in Tennessee. He's God here in Little Rock. He's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God.
From all of the ocean, He'll be God in pain.
He healed the sick when He was
through the same.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change.
I know God
is God,
He always will be God.
Through your pain,
He healed the sick when
just the same.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God,
and He always will be God.
God in Dallas, Texas, He's God in Tennessee. He's right here in Little Rock, and He's God all over you. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. God is God, and He always will be God. He's God when you need salvation, when you need the Holy Ghost too. He's been God to all of us, and He'll be God to you. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God.
He always will be God.
He's God over creation, and He's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God,
He always will be God.
He's God back through the platform, He's God back in the door, He's God right here on the floor, He's God all over us. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God.
He's healed all your sickness, all your pain. He healed the sick when He was on this earth.
The same. I know God is God,
and
on the flat.
We need the Holy Ghost too. He's been a God to all of us, and he'll be a God to you.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God upon the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner. And he's God that I adore. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He was God to the Hebrew children. He was God to the lion's den. He was God to the children of Jerusalem. He's God to Abraham. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God all over the ocean, he's God all over the sea, he's God all over creation, and he's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God in Dallas, Texas, he's God in Tennessee. He's God right here in Little Rock. He's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God upon the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner. And he's God that I adore. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God when you need salvation, when you need the Holy Ghost too. He's been a God to all of us, and he'll be the God to you. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He was God to the Hebrew children. He was God to the lion's den. He was God to the children of Jerusalem. And he was God to Abraham. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God all over creation. He's God all over the sea. He's God all over creation. And he's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
God is God,
and God
don't ever change. I know God is God,
and he always will be God. He's God upon the platform, he's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner, and he's God that I adore.
I know God is God,
and God
don't ever change. I know God is God,
and he always will be God.
He's God in Dallas, Texas. He's God in Tennessee. He's right here in Little Rock. He's God all over me. I know God is God,
and God will never change.
I know God is God,
and he always will be God. He was God to the Hebrew children. He's God to the lion's den. He was God to the children of Jerusalem. He's God to Abraham.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change.
I know God is God, and he always will be God. He's God when you need salvation, when you need the Holy Ghost too. He's God to all of us, and he'll be a God to you.
I know God is God,
and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God all over the ocean. He's God all over the sea. He's God all over creation, and He's God all over me. I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God upon the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner, and He's God that I adore. I know God is God, and God will never change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. I know God is God, and God won't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God when you need salvation, when you need the Holy Ghost too. He's been the God to all of us, and He'll be the God to you. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God upon the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner, and He's God that I adore. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He was God to the Hebrew children. He was God in the lion's den. He was God to the children of Jerusalem. He was God to Abraham. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God.
He'll be God. God through all your pain. Heal the sick when on the earth, and today He'll do the same.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God when you need salvation, when you need the Holy Ghost too. He's been God to all of us, and He'll be the God to you. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, He always will be God. He's God upon the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner, and He's God that I adore. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God in Dallas, Texas. He's God in Tennessee. He's God right here in Little Rock. He's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God all over the ocean. He's God all over the sea. He's God all over creation, and He's God all over me. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God upon the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner, and He's God that I adore. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He was God to the Hebrew children. He was God in the lion's den. He was God to the children of Jerusalem. He's God to Abraham. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God.
Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you.
though he's the greatest, I'll tell you the latest. He's taken an interest in these. He's gone. He's gone. He's greater than the greatest I see. And though he's the greatest, I'll tell you the latest. He's taken an interest in these. He's gone. He's gone. He's greater than the greatest I see. And though he's the greatest, I'll tell you the latest, he's taken an interest in these. He's gone, he's gone, he's greater than the greatest I see. I'll tell you the latest. He's taken an interest in these. He's gone. He's gone. He's greater than the greatest I see. The greatest, I'll tell you the latest. He's taken an interest in me.
Say something. You want to say something? You want to say something? What's up?
This is weird. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I just know that when we was in that van, Brandon was just talking to me and stuff, and it just felt weird. And then when we got in here, I don't know what happened. I just felt happy and stuff, so I don't even know I was in my right mind. It was just amazing, and then we had a great time in Dallas and met new people, had fun, and that's it.
Praise God.
When Brandon left off about when we had to sleep in this hot, very, very hot camper, and the air broke, and then I was like, well, please, God, don't let us stay in this hot camper. And then all of a sudden, Brittany comes over. Y'all are in luck, guys. Y'all are staying at the Kinnemer's house. And then I was like, oh, God, thank God. I said, as long as it has air, I don't care.
Well, I'm thankful I got to go, but... I didn't get a touch there, but I was praying for one the whole time I was there, but I didn't get one there. And I was praying for Skylar to get one, and she got one. And when I got here, I just got touched. I'm so thankful. Got what I prayed for. I'm glad Skylar got a good touch, because I've never seen her like this in my life. And she was encouraging me the whole way through, and I was just... I'm thankful to be here.
Apparently what happens in Dallas doesn't really stay in Dallas, because... we just got drunk in the spirit on the way here, and it was great. I mean, I've never felt anything like it before, and it was just amazing. And while we were in Dallas, there was something on my heart, and I just felt like God lifted it up off of me, and there wasn't that weight on me anymore, and I just felt free to praise Him and worship Him, and it was great.
Well, I'm definitely glad I got to go to the youth meeting, and when I went through the prayer line with Brandon Linegar was in front of me, and as soon as people started praying for him, he just broke down, and I started crying, and seeing him getting blessed like that, and. While I was going through the prayer line, I heard somebody, I don't know who this person was, I didn't recognize their voice, they said, "You have a calling. Keep to that calling." And that just touched my heart so close. I can't even explain the feeling I had. It was just, I started crying, and I started getting drunk, and I just started wavering all over the place, and It was like Brittany said, it was just awesome, awesome, awesome. And I'm really glad I got to go.
Might as well get my 2 cents in. I didn't get to go to the youth meeting, but when we were driving up to the church, we were at home. Well, let's get the whole story. When we were at home, I came home from my mother's, and let's see. Oh, and we were chatting, and then I said, "Hey, why don't we go to church?" And Dad said, "This early?" And I said, "Yeah, this early." And then when we got here, I was like, "Something's going on." When we got out of the car, I was like, "Something's going on here." And then I figured out, hey, the Spirit's going down. And then we got in here, and, well, here we are. I'm happy to be here.
Come on. Come on. No.
I'm very thankful that I was able to go. And if you guys ever need a driver, I would love to drive you. Because the Holy Spirit, I know, will lead me the rest of the way if I don't know what I'm doing. So, but I'm really happy to be a part of this church. And it's not just a part of a church, it's God's people. And I'm growing, my family's growing in God, and I feel that we're very blessed to be here. And I was telling the youth on the way home that they have something so special. We have such a great youth here. I mean, I know that they are spiritually smarter than I am, which doesn't take much. But I know you guys are way, way past that. But I feel so like a part of the youth, even though I'm older, you know, just because I'm growing with you guys, and I really appreciate being around you, and you lift me up, and I'm very thankful that I was able to go.
I thought I just gave my one word testimony. Yes, sir. Not a whole lot more. I don't think I can add. I will make a prayer request, though. We appreciate y'all praying that we can get a bigger bus. We did not like being split up in two vehicles. I can tell you that right now. We wanted to all be together. So, but it was awesome. And I was thinking how God really... it's been 3 weeks since our meeting. It was like all that time in between there was shrunk down to about 5 minutes, and we just picked up at 6 o'clock last night. Nobody had to talk, nobody had to pump, nobody had to prime the band number, and we was off. It was really something. And I thought, and how many times, I'm sorry, this may be a little odd, but how many times can you go somewhere, get that many youth together in a building, have the lights and the power off for hours, okay, and their minds were all on God. Their minds were all on God. I don't know of any issues anybody had, you know. You didn't hear anybody screaming and running and, you know, or that God was in every corner, just like the song was saying. He was God. And even outside in the yard, you know, it was really something. And I agree. I don't think I've actually stood and said this publicly, but I really appreciate our youth group. I really do. And I appreciate Sister Brittany and Brother Andrew for what they're trying to do. I know that's not easy to step into when they're also newlyweds and they're getting used to their own life together. And but I appreciate the heart that they have to want to try to do what they're doing for our youth. So I want to do what I can to try to be a support and lift that up and see all of our youth, all of us go on, even the older youth. Thank you. Everybody. So I am thankful. But do pray about that bigger bus, seriously. Some of us were feeling really left out.
I don't know if I can even talk. I just want to thank God for the touch He gave me tonight. And for putting me through the hell that I've been through since I left here. Most of you don't know, but it's just been one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. I tried going to a church in Sheridan because that's where we lived, you know. And ever since the youth meeting, well, before that, but it got worse. You know, I came to the youth meeting, can't even sit there. I can't even sit there because I want to be here. Because I know the difference, you know. I know everybody talked about the difference. But it's so hard to not be here when that's where you want to be. And I know I'm a grown woman, and everybody, you know, would tell me that it's just easy, just come. But there's a lot of things going on right now, and I just, at the moment, I can't be here all the time. But please pray for me every time my seat is empty, so that eventually it will be filled every time. Because God has shown me where I need to be and where my family needs to be. And I have to make it work out. I just can't begin to... You know, when things started going wrong, I thought... The thought crossed my mind, God tried to get hold of me to tell me something, but I just kept going on and on and on, and, you know, I tried going to this other church, and pouring myself into that, and thinking, okay, you know, I'm doing the right thing, but it's not the same as being here and being in this part, this body. So I just need your prayers, please. And I just want to say thank you for loving me and my children so much, and for welcoming us back every time, because you guys have been closer than my family to me, and I've missed you so much. But really, whenever, if you don't see me here, please say a prayer for me, because I'm trying. I know what I need to be doing, where I need to be, and I'm trying to make it work.
I just wanted to get up and testify about what a blessing it was, even though I didn't go. I kind of resented it at first. I was battling back in my mind. I'm kind of ashamed to say this, but I'd just taken off for the Little Rock youth meeting that we were having, and I wanted to go to Dallas so bad, because I knew what it was gonna do for our youth. It was our first real youth day trip. And that we've really taken, and I knew that I wasn't going to be able to get off work, and so I planned it in my mind, okay, I was going to have one of those sick days that we were going to have, and so I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, but I really need to go to work, and I'm going to feel really bad about this, and it was going back and forth, and I was talking to Brittany about it, and I was just struggling, I didn't know what to do, and so finally I got the phone call from my dad. And, you know, when you're going through something, that usually your parents can pick up on it, and they're like, oh, no, here it comes. And he told me exactly what I needed to hear, but I didn't want to hear it. I got mad at him on the phone. I need to apologize to him, but I got mad at him on the phone. He goes, you need to earn the salt. You need to have the same respect for your boss. You need to talk to him and be honest and tell him what's going on. Tell him your burden. And by doing that, I hung up the phone, and so later that evening, I called my boss and I told him. I said, "Look, you know, I want to see the company grow. We had some things going on," and he said, "No, you can't. You don't need to. You know, we really need you. We really needed your help. So you had to stay behind." And I was like, "Oh, stabbing my heart," because I knew. Look at what it's done for our youth. Look what it's done for our church. By calling my boss and telling him the truth and talking to him, I actually got to set up a meeting with him, and I'm actually going to be start heading a project for our company, so that I hopefully this will become a full-time job. But there's this little sub project that I'm working on that may allow me to transition my work hours and get out of what I'm doing, and I sat down with the owner of the company, and he really listened and really accepted what I had to say. And so I felt like that was a blessing to me. And my dad was talking to Brother Garland Haley from the Fort Worth Church, and he was telling me, said, you know, even though everyone can't go, I'll be praying for all y'all that can't go, because that even though they're going, y'all can still have a deeper touch in the Lord. You can still have something deep for your own self if you really seek Him, and we'll be praying for you. And that meant so much to me to know that somebody else was looking out for me. But when I was listening to everybody's testimony, my mind reverted back to my personal experience. I was listening to how deep and how intimate of a touch that everyone kept getting, and I thought back on my own deep and personal touch that I got. It was just about a year ago from this month that God took me out of a complete situation that I never thought I could get out of. I was in a hole that I felt so unworthy and so unreasonable that God could not touch me in a way that I thought it could even lift me, I could even begin to see the light. And just when I didn't expect it, somebody came to me and changed my, but because God used them, God was speaking through them, and it helped change my life. And because of that moment, because I said, because God touched me and I embraced it, but I ran with it. I wasn't afraid anymore to hide what God was doing for me and what God was doing through me. And because of that experience that I had, anytime I felt weakness, I knew I could always say, This what I'm going through, even though this is trial by fire right now, look at the path that God has led for me and the cross that He hung from, the path that He laid in front of me. I can always hang on to that. And from this experience, I challenge every one of you that you felt here this morning that to hold on. If you ever have a doubt whether or not you can serve God, hold on to that fire that you felt from the meeting. Don't let that trickle out of your life, like what Brother Zach was saying. You could feel the Holy Ghost that God was telling us that earlier. He was telling us, don't let go of what you have, because you're stepping up to a higher level. You are, and there's no reason to go back. If you ever feel like you're going back, look at where you've come from, and just hold fast to that. I feel like there's a testament of faith from each and every one of you guys. So hold on to that. And I'm so appreciative that you guys are actually willing to yield your life over and humble down and listen, let the Holy Ghost deal with you. I just saw a man get the Holy Ghost today and do things that he never would have thought of. And I'm just so appreciative of the Lord and His mercy and His grace that He's had on our church. And I appreciate everyone here that has been a foundation so that our youth can go to meetings like this, and you guys can have enough trust in us to take your kids away from you for the weekend. But bring them back and look it wasn't anything that we did that we convinced them of. It's what God did for them, that they had a willing heart, and it was because of you that you guided your children and you let them see that that it is possible for you to get a touch in God. It's because of your one day testament that you had, that one day God touched you and you saw the light like I did and like they did now. Now they have that testimony. But hold fast to your testimony and hold on to faith. And I love every one of you guys.
Make this short. I just want to say I'm thankful that I was able to go and that I could drive the van there, and I was thankful that Sister Angie was able to drive back for me. And it was a blessing to be in there and listen to them and to get to be a part of them and watch them bond together and grow together. And every one of them are different today than they were yesterday. I was just watching all of them last night. And I was just in awe of how they responded to the Lord, to their Savior, you know? I mean, you could just see God was just changing something in each and every one of them and how they responded positively to that. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate getting to be a part of it, and just know that the Lord is working and that they realize that God has called each and every one of them. And it's nothing because of who they are. It's because they are just willing. And that God... can use them. And like Brother Andrew was saying, you there's something that you can say to somebody that will change their life, and always take advantage of that opportunity. Anytime it comes along, if some you see someone struggling or someone in need, like Brother Zach said, even if it's just a smile, people are hurting and want to see something different, or looking for something different, looking for something that's real, not all this out here that's just a quick fix or a short satisfaction, but a permanent resolve in their life. And what they did yesterday, just during the day, all the activities they had and the games, it was good fun and fellowship, and for them to see the other people, just to have a good time with other Christians and other kids that are trying to live and do the same thing they're doing. And then, like Sister Lynette was saying, it was just a continuation of our Saturday service here from our meeting. I mean, it was just no words, awesome. You know, it was just amazing just to watch how when those lights went out, it was like so many of us were kept saying to each other, it's like God was saying, I'm going to bless you, and you don't have to worry about who's beside you, who's looking at you or not, because I'm going to turn off these lights, and I want you to only think of me. And that's exactly what happened. Everybody was just focused on the Lord, and it was neat. They opened those side doors, and those lights just shining in all around us. And I mean, it was just just watching everything and feeling just wave after wave after wave coming in, and it just was more and more abundant. Hearing everybody speak in tongues, and you know, and these are precious, precious memories in our lives that we have together. And like they were saying, you remember that day we went there, and remember when this happened, and remember when this person got this revelation, and so just hold on to this, you know, because things will come along your way, and they're going to try you and try to get you down, and you just say, you know what, I have a God who has saved me and who cares about me, and I can make a difference, and I can be different. And I'm just really thankful for where we are. And like we were talking in the van, was telling Sister Skylar, who would have thought a year ago that we would be here and that we would be a part of this, and how wonderful it is. You just, you know, like we were saying, you've got your life planned, and I'm going to go this way. And God says, oop, take your turn. Turn here. You're like, okay, here we go. Woo. Hold on, because the reward is amazing, and the outcome is just so much greater than what you can ever plan for yourself. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of the body of Christ and a part of this church, and just love each and every one of you.
Hard to turn that off, isn't it? We'll just let it simmer rest of the week, and we'll be back here Wednesday night, and let God continue to help us. There will be refreshments in the basement after the service tonight, so you're invited to come downstairs for refreshments. So make that known. And let's continue to pray for our needs as we leave this place. Remember Brother Smith over in the Dominican Republic, and Sister Jackie Tucker. I know there's others. I know, just mentioned Sister Karen. Sister Cindy, remember her need and whatever she has to do tomorrow or whatever. So just pray for her. And okay.
My son, who's my cousin, called me.
Mm-hmm.
In the church that we're
downstairs
today, was talking to
me. Okay. Neat. Okay. Pray.
The McDonald's
family. That God will strengthen them. Okay. All right. All right, Sister Crow. Okay. All right, remember Sister Crow, she's having... All right, I'm glad she was in on this, Sister Crow. This will go a long ways at the carrier. So anyway, remember Sister Crow, pray that God will keep his hand on her. Sister Brittany. Yes, remember Brother Chad Neptune, pray for him. Sister Elsie. Brenda, your daughter, okay. Brother Tyrone. Okay. All right. That's good. Oh, yeah. Yes. Sure. Remember the young folks. So I think it was Sister Rothless and her family. I know God is helping her and dealing with her, so pray for them. Brother DJ. Yeah. Sister Dotson. Okay. Remember Sister Dotson. Pray for her. All right. Infection on her, Sister Dotson?
On my mom.
Okay. The infection is gone. Okay. Thank God for that. All right. All right, Sister Gail. Running a fever. All right, let's remember Sister Gail's grandson. Pray for him. All right. Remember these knees. And remember, take these on your, keep these on your heart. When you leave this place, remember God's people and these things we've heard, this, even today, this is a good, it's been a good day, and good Bible study this morning, and God has been good to us. So let's stand, take all these needs to the Lord, and thank God for this day and service. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for blessing us, blessing our young people, oh God. Lord, we pray that you keep your hand upon them, Lord, and help them. Lord, help us that our hearts would reach out, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your people, Lord, as we leave this place, oh God. Go with us. Help each one. Help Sister Sydney. Be with Brother Smith, Lord. Help him. Lord, help the people. Help their needs. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, Jesus. Oh.